On another issue, and it was front page news on today's Herald Sun, and you are the manager of government business, so it's appropriate to ask you this. Apparently, one or two or possibly three Labor MPs have leaked to the press an allegation that taxpayers' money was used to fund campaign workers before last year's state election. Is that true?
Well, these are just allegations made by people who are not prepared to put their name to these allegations, and all the arrangements that have been in place in this way for, can I say, Tom, for quite some time. I've been a Member of Parliament for nearly 16 years now, and these arrangements have been in place for the entire time, if not a little bit longer than that, by parties on both sides of the Parliament, overseen by presiding officers from both sides of the political spectrum. So what has taken place is within those rules.
Okay, so it's definitely within the rules. So, but have taxpayers' funds been used to fund campaign workers who have then worked on a purely political aspect of an electoral campaign?
No, well, let's be clear, Tom. You're repeating allegations.
Well, I am, because that's all I've got.
Yeah, that's right. And what has been in place? What has been in place for many, many years now by all political parties, and as I said, overseen by the presiding officers who have been represented over the years by people from both sides of politics, is that the pooling of resources in this way is within the rules and is an effective way of supporting members of Parliament.
Well, Matthew Guy said on this station this morning, the opposition leader here in Victoria, he said that no, it was a rort, and he said that if you were, as you were, prepared to criticise Jeff Shaw, the former member for Frankston, for rorting his expenses last year, that, you know, you shouldn't be doing this either.
Well, I think Matthew Guy is drawing a long bow to compare the pooled staff arrangements, which, as I've described to you, is within the rules and within the and has been ticked off by the presiding officers who oversight this process, with what happened last year and the year before with Jeff Shaw. They are two entirely different matters. I understand in his desperation, if you like, that he wants to conflate these two issues, but they are two very separate issues.
Okay, finally, I'm surprised that you know, these leaks are occurring. I mean, you're a relatively popular government, you're a new government, you know, you're getting on with the business of government. Have you identified the leakers yet?
Tom, what we are absolutely focused on is delivering on our election commitments and delivering on things that are important to the Victorian public. I don't think the Victorian public are really they're too interested in the comings and goings in the party political machine. What they want to see is their government focused on the things that matter, and that is exactly what we're doing. So whether it's about delivering better public transport services or building new schools, as the Premier and Education Minister are announcing today, they're the things that we are focused on and continue to be determinedly focused on.
Jacinta Allan, thank you for your time.
Thanks, Tom.